Deborah Gist, thanks for sitting down with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So students in Rhode Island are supposed to show partial proficiency on a test of high school math and English to earn their diploma, and roughly 4,000 students failed to meet that bar and are still waiting to find out how they did on a retest taken in the fall. So what is the rationale behind granting an exception for students who get into college?
We believe that it was eminently reasonable for us to share with the districts our thinking about this. And it's based on our conversations with institutions of higher education and understanding, you know, their selection process. And if you think about it, when a student would get to the waiver portion and say a district committee was reviewing a student's file, and the student had done everything that he or she needed to do in order to be chosen to a selective university or college. Now, remember, this is not open enrollment schools. This is where they have gained enrollment. That means that this institution has made a commitment to this student, and it may mean that the student needs to take remediation when they get there, but they're going to be in that environment. So we believed it was reasonable for us to include this as a recommendation to assist our districts when they get to that point of the waiver process.
And what was the process for developing this recommendation?
It was based on our own internal discussions and our conversations with our partners in higher education.
So, Commissioner Gist, you mentioned you spoke with people from higher education institutions. What about, you know, school superintendents, principals? Were there public hearings about this?
This is not a change in policy. Everyone who we have talked to, and yes, I did meet with the board of the Superintendents Association. We've also have an ad hoc committee of the Board of Education. But this is not a change in policy, and that's really important for everyone to understand. This is a local decision, a decision that will be made at the local level, and it does not mean, to be clear, that districts in most cases will have to change their waiver policy, but rather it's when they're going through their waiver decisions, a bit of information for them to consider and a way for them to look at that information.
Why was it not more publicized? I mean, it seems like it would be good news for students that they could get a waiver if they get into college.
Well, I would think so, too. I would say a couple of things about that. One, I think that it is, I can't imagine anybody thinking it's not reasonable. Now, eventually, to be clear, you know, we have not set our current graduation requirements at college and career ready. And that's important. Some people have said, oh, you said this was college and career ready. That is certainly our aspiration. But if you think about it, one of the ways that students can earn this portion of their graduation is by making growth, which may mean that they're still significantly below where they need to be. In fact, the level one, which is called substantially below proficient, there may be thousands of students who are graduating who are still substantially below proficient.
So from your perspective, because this doesn't represent a policy change, there was no need to have a series of public hearings to discuss it or for it to go through the Board of Education or to be broadly publicized in any other way?
We are absolutely publicizing it with our districts, who are those individuals and schools who will be carrying out the waiver policy.
I'm just asking because I found it a little bit curious that it seemed like you spoke to a small group of school administrators and then suddenly the Rhode Island chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union sent out this response, and I hadn't received anything from the department itself notifying me as a member of the media that you had released this recommendation.
Again, it was a recommendation. It's not a change in policy. Some people are perceiving that it's a shift. It is not a shift.
And what about students who plan to go to community college? I mean, why are they held to a different standard for high school graduation than students going to more selective colleges, even though it's well known that a lot of colleges out there have pretty generous admissions policies?
It isn't about holding them to a different standard. It's about making sure that our students are as ready as they possibly can be. I think that a lot of people in Rhode Island don't fully appreciate that these expectations are not high. There may very well be students who are going on to CCRI who graduate not using a test score because they may get a waiver for different reasons.
But you're not recommending that schools automatically move students planning to go to community college into a category that says the NECAP requirement doesn't apply to them. You are recommending that for students who get into colleges with admissions mm-hmm. policies.
And the reason for that is that there's a part of the selection process that looks at all of the factors of the student's school history. And if a student has decided to go to CCRI, and I certainly went to, I mean, what we used to call junior college, and you know, that's absolutely a path that we want to encourage students to take. It does not mean that they will not get a waiver, and it certainly doesn't mean that they won't be able to demonstrate progress on our state assessment. What it means is that at their school level, district level, there will be a decision made about a waiver, and if there is evidence that they are ready to graduate based on where we've set the expectations, then they certainly will.
Now, Commissioner Gist, your critics, including the ACLU, say this undermines the whole argument behind the testing requirement. Why are we asking students to meet a minimum test score if they can get into college without it?
Well, I think that it's important to understand that when students get into college, it doesn't mean that they are fully ready. I mean, there are certainly anecdotal stories of students in Rhode Island who leave our schools and go on to, I've heard a valedictorian of one of our urban high schools who went on and had to take remediation. We've heard about students who were top in their class, all A's in math, went on to mechanical engineering at a selective university and discovered that they were completely unprepared and had to leave the mechanical engineering program. The indecision is about making sure that more students are more ready than they would have been by the time they graduate.
What would you say to students who may have put off applying to college because they weren't sure whether they'd get their diploma, knowing that they hadn't met the standardized testing score requirement?
You know, it's really hard for me to imagine any young person in our schools who, after taking this state assessment the first time, knowing they had two additional chances, a list of 10 other options, and a waiver process, would have made that decision unless they were completely void of any adult, teacher, guidance counselor, an individual at their youth advocacy organization or wherever they might be who would have dissuaded them from making such a decision, because it obviously would have been the wrong decision to make.
Nevertheless, some students do tell me that, you know, they thought they wouldn't be eligible. They just felt it wasn't worth applying.
I mean, that's obviously concerning, but I would just want to know, where were the adults, where were the parents, where were the teachers, where were the guidance counselor, where was the principal, where were the other adults in that child's life who didn't intervene to change that decision? But again, it isn't too late. So there is no student in our state who, no matter what decision they've made at this point, who still cannot be college bound.
Well, Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you. And I would just conclude by saying our goal is for students to graduate from our high schools. We want more students graduating, but we need them to be prepared. And we have a particular problem in our state with mathematics. And no matter how much we want to disagree about this policy or any other policy, we cannot avoid facing the reality of where we are right now and what we need to do. And so I just want people to know that a huge amount of activity is happening right now to get our students where they need to be in mathematics.
That's Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist, who spoke to me at her office in downtown Providence. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.